Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm a little bit late. I apologize, but I'm going to go get my sweet friend Lisa right now. Anyway, I hope everyone's doing good, so let me just go get her. And because she co-hosts this show with me, as you guys well know, and super excited so to have her in our subject today. Hold on one second. Okay. Hold on, Lisa. I'm coming. So here I am. I apologize, Lisa. Can you hear me?
I gotcha. No worries. How are you, Tari?
I'm good. I'm just like, I got caught up because I'm trying to get our podcast on Amazon. So I'm running into a few things here. But anyway, it is what it is. So anyway.
Well, that's exciting. I'm super, super pumped to hear that. Yay.
Yeah, I know. Moving on up. To the east side, to that big deluxe apartment in the sky. Remember Jefferson? I love that song. It's all good. Anyway, how are you doing?
I'm good, yes. It's gorgeous here in Central Ohio, and fall is, like, for me, such a great time of year. You got your maybe little warmer days, but cool, crisp nights, and yes, I'm in heaven right now. I made homemade pasta this afternoon for dinner. So, yeah, I'm doing good.
Wow. Homemade pasta. I wouldn't even know how to start that, right? So, but, yeah, sounds good. Anyway,
yes.
So what's our subject matter? Because you're the one that thought of it, and I was like, okay, this is cool. So what you got?
Well, I thought it would be really good for us to just talk about in relationships or whatever life situation you're in, to look at the good and not always the bad. And
okay.
I actually came up with this. I recently had a lot of work done on my house. I mean, like, so much financially that I had to take out a loan. And,
oh boy,
you know,
yeah.
I'm looking at the, it was pretty intense. So I'm looking at the guys. There were three or four different crews here at any given time doing these repairs on the exterior of my home. And I thought, oh my gosh, these guys are working so hard. You know, they're doing such a great job. I need to let their crew leader know, you know, what a good job they're doing. Because I just think we're so quick to say things that are wrong with something or somebody that we fail to look at the things that they do that are good. So that's really where I, you know, kind of thought about this whole topic for today, and thank you for being willing to have the discussion around it.
Right. I agree. So I said it a little, I put it in there like, you know, when you have the good, how do you manifest the relationship of your dreams, right? And so, and what allows the bad in? I mean, what kind of behavior do each of us have, or some of us have at least, that allows it to only talk about the bad? Is that what you're saying, kind of, sort of?
Yes, and like I said, it just kind of came up because even in customer service, I mean, we're so quick to call somebody out when they do something wrong, but we're not that quick to call somebody out when they do something right. And so
that
really transcends into a personal relationship, you know, again, whether it's a marital relationship or, you know, parent-child or friend, work, you know, what have you. I just think that we as human beings, we want to focus on the things that are wrong and things that are bad instead of focusing on the things that are good. And I personally have to go back to even when I was working full-time for corporate America for a very large pharmaceutical company and doing self-evaluation, you know, it was hard for me personally to say, okay, what do I need to improve on? Not that I'm perfect. Don't get me wrong. Not that I'm not perfect. But I'm like, okay, so you guys tell me to go to this training, and I go to the training. You tell me I need to have, you know, more weekly meetings with my staff, so I have more weekly meetings with my staff. You tell me I need to work on organizational skills, so I go work on organizational skills. So it's like, where am I now going that I need to improve on? Well, instead of my, you know, upper manager looking at me and saying, okay, you did this, this, and this, they focus on what I hadn't done. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. You never gave me any parameters to focus on. what I hadn't done. So,
right.
I don't know. I mean, it just, the good and the bad, good, bad, and ugly, right? Isn't there a movie? The good, the bad, and the ugly. I think so.
It's so funny. Yes, it's Clint Eastwood. It's one of my dad's favorites. He's a typical guy.
Right. So anyhow, so that's kind of where this whole, you know, like, let's focus on good. Let's focus on blessings. Let's focus on gratitude, you know, instead of honing in on negativity all the time. So that's
right.
That's my take on it.
Okay. Well, that's good. I like it. So I got, it's funny you mentioned this to do this today. So I got this text that says, less than 3 months left in the year, and who do you want to be going into, what kind of person do you want to be going in to become going into 2023? Figure that out, and then reverse engineer and what you need to do now in order to get there. So I think that's basically what you're saying. And then and I said, oh, that's a great deal there. So I said, yeah, I want to be the best version of myself, right? And so a couple things that I have work on is like habits that, you know, sometimes I can get so negative and, you know, and I don't want to do that. And I also have a challenge with people being a victim. Listen, this is not the first time you're a victim, right? So how do you change that, right? And what is the victim mentality? That's what I see a lot of in my coaching business. What do you think of victim mentality? Because I see a lot of people with that. How do you change that?
You know, this is so ironic that you mentioned this, Tari, because I was listening to a podcast earlier today. I think I mentioned it last week. The Tuesday People with Mitch Albom, Tuesdays with Maury. And he was giving a description of Maury Schwartz, who was his college professor, and his upbringing. And you would think that somebody, and those of you that may not know the story, I'm not going to take up too much time here explaining the background, but the whole basis of the discussion was, you look at somebody that, you know, grew up or became, you know, very successful, and you only see that. Like, you don't know what happened in their past that got them here. And what Mitch Albom was saying was, don't let your circumstances determine future or your personal outcome. So in Maury's case, his mother passed when he was 8 years old. His father was very non-emotional. I mean, just so much, to share, but I won't. It's just the whole baseline is, you've got a circumstance that maybe you're viewing as not so good. Well, don't let it defeat you. Let you benefit from it. Like, and you've always said it from day one, we all learn from contrast. So where you might be in a tough situation, learn from that and move forward with it in whatever capacity that might be for you. Is that what you were basically saying and thinking as well?
Yeah, basically I am, because, I got this from Trent Sheldon. I love him.
He's amazing.
He said, Daddy, here comes mommy. So he got married and everything, but in this marriage, he says, "Dear God, protect this relationship." And so that's what I think that you do, is like, "Dear God, protect this relationship." And I have a real challenge with people, blaming others, right? And I have a girl, she's trying to get into a relationship. And she always chooses men that are unavailable. And she always makes a point to say, I don't want to be cake. I want to be the main course, right? And yet she's always choosing cake where she has to put herself, right? So is she a victim?
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not. I told her, I said, I go, just stop. I go, you got, and she goes, you're being so mean. I go, no, I'm being very direct. And I said, you got to stop. I said, you are controlling. And I said, if you really acknowledge that, then you'll see some things there. And I said, but you're so controlling that you try to control the outcome. And that's not yours to control. That's God's, I think. And God gives us free will, right? So, which is great.
Yeah.
So one thing I think about is that if you are a victim all the time, this is happening to you, and life always happens for you. It really does. And you got to choose to take that. And so becoming a victim and stopping the victim mentality takes work. Because we always feel like that we're abused and we're kicked to the curb and all that. But when we look at it, really look at it, I think that we can realize that the victim mentality doesn't work. And one of the things that, you know, I say, God, please don't let me be a victim. I don't want that mentality. And yesterday I had a real miracle. This same young woman that I'm talking to, she says, you know what? She goes, I'm so mad at you for yelling at me. I go, I'm not yelling. I'm being very passionate about something because you're not hearing me. And I said, I care about you. I said, I really do. You're a client. You're somebody I really care a lot about. I said, but the victim mentality and the control, being a control freak, doesn't work for any of us. And so anyway, she got hold of herself and called me later on that day and was better. But she has screwed herself out of numerous relationships because it has to appear a certain way for her. And that's just not the way it is. We all have free will, free choice. And that's what I do know. What do you think about that, right? Victim mentality is a big one, right? People, I'm a victim here.
It is a big one.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, I certainly don't know this for a fact, but, you know, the perception is that when you hear about somebody who had childhood struggles or who has, you know, struggles in a relationship, whatever that might be, I guess what I'm saying is don't not have the emotions, but don't sit in a forever space of feeling like a victim. Like, you do need to make changes. And it definitely is a way of thinking, you know, and
right.
All of us at some point in time have been in a situation where we're saying, why me? Why did this happen to me? Why are they saying hurtful things to me? Why are they doing hurtful things to me? You know, and
right.
it's an emotion that we go through, and we're going to have moments again. But the biggest part is you've got to pick yourself up. You have to pick yourself up. And like we said earlier on, look at all the good. Look at the good, look at the blessings. You are able to see, you can hear, you have your senses. I mean, God willing, that's the case for those that are listening now or later, but, you know, for those that maybe have challenges, be thankful for what you do have. And I think that there's so much that we focus on what's wrong instead of what's right. And that's a true mindset change.
That is. And one of the things that I'm going to say is being a victim, you know, that today I woke up and said, God, just help me with today. And I got a real miracle yesterday and today. And I was like, wow, thank you. So just, you know, one of the things, you go, oh, that's not going to matter, Tree. Yes, it will. I'm going to tell you, just say, God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, you know, I would like to change this and I would like to get out of the victim mentality. Show me how. And you say, God, show me how to get out of the victim mentality. You don't have to remember anything but that. And I promise you, you'll get it. But you got to really mean it. And sometimes you got to look at some stuff in yourself that's not very pretty. And it's been my experience with clients, coaching, and also myself that when I really wanted to change something, I looked at what I was attracting, whether it's a teacher, person, whatever. But there are certain similarities that you have with mates that you've had or continue to have, okay, or, you know, that is not a behavior that is not becoming for you or for her or him. So what I'm saying is look at your past mates, look at your past friends, and realize that they all have certain behaviors, some good, some not so good, that are common. And that's something that you know, that will help you look at yourself in the mirror. Look at those relationships, friends, family, and also love relationships, okay? So however you say that, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, it doesn't really matter. and you're going to notice some similarities there. I promise you are. And remember, you know, I've got my daughter. She said, you know, you told me this. And I said, yep, and I mean it. And she said, and she came back, she goes, I really respect what you said, Mom. I agree with you. But she didn't agree when we went through it. And so that's something right there. But if you let go and let God, just say, hey, help me with this. Because I remember yesterday I was praying about it. And I said, God, I said, I really need some help here because I'm at my wit's end. And he goes, I got this. Just let it go. And you know what? I did. And yes, he has it. And it was amazing, just so you know. And that way I don't have to harbor this anger and feeling like I've been, somebody's done something to me, right? You know, whether it's my daughter or whoever. And nobody does anything to you. That's how you choose to take it. And you want them to apologize to you. And it doesn't work like that sometimes. Sometimes it does.
Exactly.
Sometimes you're just like, you got to say, I'm letting go and letting God, right? And then really do that. And I promise you it will work out better. So the victim mentality, also the, you know, this is not the first time this has happened. And so there's your, you know, the only constant is usually you, meaning any of us, right? And so that's something you got to look at too, right? So I think, and people don't want to do that because they want to be right. Sometimes when you die a death, right, a physical death, are you going to remember what you did right? Are you going to remember how happy you were? You know, that's a real big question right there. I hope that we remember how happy we lived our life rather than being right. So I can do you any good, you know? It's right, how much you miss out on. So that's something that I'm working on. And my daughter, love her. She and I went through some real growth spurts. And, you know, and you go, well, she's your daughter. She's my son. She's my kids. If you're not growing, you're dying. That's the way it is. And that, I believe that with everything inside of me, okay? So because nobody's 100% right or nobody's 100% wrong. Do you agree on that one? Excuse me, dog, you didn't make it bite. I'm going to not bite, bark, sorry. So, what's your thoughts on that?
I absolutely agree, and I'm glad that your dogs are there. So give them a hug and kiss for me.
yeah, right? Well, no, they didn't bark because I yell at them. So anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. I do 1,000,000% agree with you, Tree. And I did hear a very similar message not that long ago. Is it better to be right or is it better to be at peace or something along those lines? Like, you know that somebody might have hurt you or done you wrong and you want them to show remorse. You want them to apologize. And you know, unfortunately, that's not always going to happen. You know, so we have an expectation that the person that wronged us will show that remorse or apologize. And we as human beings so much want to say, but look what you did to me. This is what you said. I've got it in writing or I've got it in a recording or, you know, whatever, you know, to prove that what they did to you was wrong. But the expectation is you want them to apologize and recognize it, and it isn't going to happen. So I'm learning this myself, that I have to honestly let go and let God 1,000,000 times over. That is such a strong message. And to be able to look at my surroundings, to know that I have the relationship with you, thank goodness that, you know, we are hopefully making an impact with our listeners and giving a message out to those, because this is also a learning opportunity for me, and I'm sure it's a learning opportunity for you to have these discussions.
Absolutely.
About life. And we
right.
can't sit in a position where we have control all the time, because the only thing that we have control over is us, how we respond to things, how we react to things, how we move on from things. And I'm
right.
not even going to say stay still, because that's not healthy. So to your point, if you're not learning, you're not growing. And we all,
right.
every single day of our life, we're learning something. You might not think it, but we are. We are all learning something. So
I really do encourage everybody who is struggling with someone or something that has offended you or didn't maybe meet an expectation, which you're only setting yourself up for failure when you do have expectations, right?
Right.
You know, to please, please, please do some reflecting and recognize the good that's out there. And if somebody has done something good for you or if they treated you nice, please don't be afraid to let that person know. You know, it could be the best compliment you could give them on that given day or for that entire week, you know, just to tell somebody, wow, that was really amazing what you did. Thank you so much for X, Y, and Z, you know, whatever it is. So that's, you know, just, I think it's important that we don't hold back on sharing good things.
I agree. And you share things that are good. And also remember, I said I would give three things, three concepts today. So, you know, sharing the good things is great. Also remember that a lot of times things start because you feel like you're a victim for like the 100th, 1,000,000th time in your life. Okay. That somebody's mm-hmm. doing this to you again. And that's something that, you know, you got to look at. And then just remember this too, your mindset, right? So if your mindset is not where it could be better, you know, look at the people that you're around, right? So my mom used to say to me, you're not going to come up smelling like roses when you've been hanging out in the mud, you know, and she was right.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So who are you surrounding yourself with, right? What kind of people? And that's real key right there. And then what books are you reading? Well, I don't read a book, Tori. I read the newspaper. That's probably not the best choice right there. I mean, I'm not saying reading the newspaper is bad, but, you know, it's not uplifting. So what is a book that you're reading that's left uplifting? Like, Lisa, you're talking about the one with Maury Povich, right? You sent that to
Maury
me
Schwartz.
Last week.
Yeah.
Maury Schwartz.
Tuesdays with Maury.
So mm-hmm. Tuesdays with Maury. So, yeah, so what are you consuming on a daily basis? And so those three things, the victim mentality, the people that you're hanging out with, right, the people that you've had relationships with and close ones, what are they like? And then if you don't like what you see there, then work on changing them. And you can start little by little, right? Start with a book. Start with a TV show, you know, and because they've got some great ones on now that are you're feeding your mind with. You know, so, yeah, and people give up. They just give up. My neighbor right now is, I'll share this with you, he's a good guy, and he's got a great dog and everything, but he's divorced, and he checked himself out of the hospital. He was in kidney failure and liver failure because of drinking, and this guy has a great job, everything, and right now he's not going back to the hospital. He's just letting himself die. And we're, you know, some of the neighbors called hospice, you know, and there's a reason for that, right? I don't think, but then again, I'm not where he's at. So you got to pick yourself up sometimes and dust yourself off. So I hope that he gets hold of this because he can get better, but he's got to go into the hospital because he, what did he say? He escaped. Anyway, yeah, so you got to, and I'm not being light of that because he's got a great life. But sometimes you don't see it because you can let yourself get in the way. So you got to work on you. Say a prayer. God, please help me. Or thank you for helping me. You know, that's all you have to say. One word. Thank you for helping me today. Feel better. And I promise you, you will. So that's what I think.
No, very true. And it certainly doesn't hurt, right? It doesn't hurt to say, please give me the strength to get through today. Please give me the strength to recognize the good in people. Please give me the strength to recognize good service. Like, you know, there's nothing wrong with asking because if you don't ask, you'll never know, right? And
right.
I've always been one, like my husband says, my God, Lisa, you talk to everybody. You don't know a stranger. And I'm like, you're right. I don't, because if I don't reach Aww. Out and ask questions or get to know somebody, then for me, I'm only deterring myself, you know, from a possible learning opportunity or, you know, making that person feel better. And I've just learned as I've gotten older, and maybe it does come with age or vintage or however you want to look at it. Don't hold back. Like, don't be afraid to share something good that somebody's done with you. You know, and again, you know, we have to all do our best to get out of this victim mentality or victim mood or victim mode, because, you know, like we've been saying, we're all a victim in some way, shape, or form to something or someone, and we can't continue to live in that type of atmosphere. It's not healthy. Have your moment and then move on. You it's imperative that you move on.
Yes. I was talking to one of my clients yesterday. She says, my mentality about love, she goes, and trying to find somebody, she goes, some do, some don't, so what next? That's a great move, you know. And so she's saying with her, she was laughing. I was, some do, some don't, so what next? So I was like, okay, great. So, you know, she is having a healthier mindset, but like I said, she's an amazing soul, but I really care a lot about her. But I've got some people that have really shared a lot with me, and I'm so grateful for that. I really am. And they've grown so much, and I've grown. So you've grown, Lisa. And so that's what we're doing. And so if you want your guy, your girl, or whoever you're wanting, just remember, some do, some don't. So what next? God has got you covered. I promise you that. So, yes. So anyway, well, we're running out of time here. So I've enjoyed this show. Thank you. It's a great topic. And, you know, we're going to get it on Amazon. So pray for us on that, with that one, because I'm trying to figure it all out. So anyway, I'm probably making it really hard. So but I'll get it done. I will. So anyway.
Yes, you will. We have faith in you, Tree. Yes, we do.
Well, I'm glad you have a lot more of me today than I do, but that's all good. So anyway, I'm teasing. But anyway, all right, everybody, take care. We'll see you next Tuesday, and God bless everybody. And feed yourself some good stuff in your thoughts and your brain, and keep my neighbor, say, Tree's neighbor, keep him in your thoughts and prayers. So anyway, all right, my dear, you take care of yourself. I'll talk to you later. Take care, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.